now return you to the Frank DeCaro Show, featuring Doria Biddle. Live from New York and Los Angeles.
Yes, I'm sitting, Doria, I'm sitting next to someone you sit quite close to very often, the tattooed love monkey that is Mr. Jason Ellis. You know him from Faction. I know him from Faction and many, many dreams. Anyway, Jay, how are you, Jason?
I'm great. I've never been better. My shaft is sore, but...
What the hell did you do yesterday on the Howard Stern Show?
I put nipple clamps on my penis, all over my penis.
Whose idea was that?
That was my idea.
Watch!
What do you mean?
Why would you do that?
Why would I not do that? I had a contest with Sal about putting M&Ms in my foreskin.
That makes sense to me.
Right, now he wanted to escalate it. And I've had nipple clamps in my studio on my show, and I decided one time to see how many nipple clamps I could put down the shaft of my penis through my boxer shorts, and it became very painful and hilarious. And then I thought, you know what would be even funnier? If I had a contest against somebody on the Howard Stern Show and I just had my dick swinging. And that was...
I heard that's what you did.
I stood up on the couch and I put my... Because I had like 20 nipple clamps on my dick. And I picked my my package up and I flopped it on the table right next to Stern's head and in front of... what's his name?
George Takei.
George Takei, yeah.
Did he salivate a little bit?
I love that dude, but yeah, I mean, he would have completely had sex with me in front of Howard Stern on the desk right there and then if nobody could tackle me or something.
Yeah, and Frank would have wept.
I would have cried. I mean, I know he's Sulu. I know that.
When I used to be hot, back when I was a kid, chicks would look at me in a certain way. Not a lot of chicks, but every now and then I would meet chicks and they would look at me and I'd go, and this is when I was drinking too, so I didn't really know stuff. But I'd be like, man, that chick wants to fuck me. I could tell. Yeah. And I was talking to Howard Stern about stuff, and then I looked over, and George wanted to fuck me. He gave me that face. And then he stroked my penis with both hands.
Wait. It's been on my leg.
I didn't want to do that. And it made me want to cry.
I'd have held you after that. I would have if you were
wait.
If you were sad,
one
I would
gay
have,
man's gonna jack me off, and another gay man's gonna hug me.
I
after.
Hold you. I just want to make
I
you feel
be
better.
I don't
want to
be insulting, but that's not gonna make me feel better. I need my mummy. That's the only one that's gonna help.
I'm a little hairy, but I'll be your monkey. I could do that. So anyway,
please leave me alone.
They can't. You're just you were hotter than this.
Yeah, I had hair and stuff. I'm old.
I know, but that's...
Face is a little... You know what? Maybe I might be at the peak of my attractiveness because I'm rugged now.
Yeah, because I think it would have been too much. If you were hotter than this, I would have had a heart attack.
I was prettier.
Who cares about that?
That's right. It's not that attractive. It's like Justin Bieber's a handsome man, but he looks like a girl because he's pretty. I think maybe later on if somebody punches him in the face and give him a scar, he will be more attractive. Sean Connery looks chewed up. But people want to fuck that guy.
I'd bang Sean Connery now.
You would?
Everybody likes Sean Connery.
I think I would let Sean Connery bang me. I mean, if I wasn't married, I have to always
yeah, 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 because your wife will
be like fucking icons is a sport. I would have no problem with that. I think if I wasn't so talented, I would so be a pro-ho. You know what I mean? I sucked fucking Eric Clapton's dick in 1979. Like, I would so be that guy.
Well, there is a game you can play now, actually. Supposedly you take it out.
Yeah.
And you, while you're wearing a jacket or something.
Yeah.
And you cover, you know.
Yeah.
But you go up to celebrities and you kind of rub it when they don't know. So you can say you rub your wiener you know, like Sybil Shepherd.
No, I don't do that. I would totally fuck her, too. I would fuck
but
her.
But I'm saying, but you could, one could. You know?
No, I'm married, but I want to fuck everybody.
In my mind, in my mind, I feel
I want to be
way.
Fucked.
I don't think,
but I don't
do
like
you
it.
Really want to
yeah, fuck? But I don't, I can't, I wish my wife would want to fuck me, but I know.
She doesn't want to do that?
No, I don't blame her. I think she likes me because I'm so manly and I can kill stuff, and if I'm that submissive, it might take away the mystique of my crush, my bone crushing.
You know what it hurts. At first, after a while, it's fabulous.
See?
But in the beginning,
exactly,
it hurts like
and
a
I
mother.
Feel like if you're married with someone, you're going to be with them for the rest of your life. If she fucked me in the ass every day for the rest of my life, sooner or later, I would be having a fucking good time. And I'm into having a good time.
No, I mean like the first 10 or 15 minutes, you're sort
right.
of like
so you're
going,
saying
ow, within, ow, ow.
Right.
And then after a while, you're like, get the table leg, break it off. You know, after
so
a while,
you're saying
it gets worse.
Yeah. In the first session...
In the first
It'll
few
be bad,
minutes of it, you're just like,
but
this hurts.
Even that session's going to be fun.
Yeah, even later on.
I want a dick in my ass.
You said, George Takei, get away. Down! He's here.
If my wife said that he could fuck me, and I don't know. George Takei? Maybe somebody gave me ecstasy.
He's a little old.
He looks great.
I know.
And he doesn't seem, you know what? He didn't seem, maybe he looked different with no clothes on, but.
He had a good body when he was on Star Trek.
It didn't seem that far-fetched for me to have sex with that guy. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, if you start with don't start with a black guy. You know, like, start with an Asian.
I've had sex with a black guy.
Okay. Did you?
Yeah, I told that story, too. I got a prostitute.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, man, I got a prostitute in Amsterdam when I was, like, 17. You know, I mean, I was getting hookers all day. I couldn't believe how exciting it was. And I was just going from one window to another, having sex with all these hookers and smoking weed and eating space cakes. And then
what's a space cake?
It's a cake that has mushrooms in it.
That'll do it. Okay.
It did do it. So then it might have diluted my eyesight a little bit, but I wasn't looking for a tranny. I don't know trannies. I'm fucking 17 in Amsterdam smoking weed and space cakes. Cut me some slack with your mysterious hidden cock. So anyway, I go to this chick and I give her the money, and then she bends me over. She starts sort of rubbing me. She starts giving me the reach around, and I'm like, okay, because I don't really know. I'm having sex with too many people. I'm like, well, this is new. It's a new way to start. And then she's sort of lining me up from behind, and I'm like, oh, she's going to try and put her thumb in my ass or something like that. And I'm like, I don't think that that's going to work, but I am, as you can tell, I mean, I want to try new things. Maybe a thumb in my ass while she's jacking me off could be the greatest thing ever happened to me. I don't know. The only way I'll find out is to let that thumb go up there. So anyway, she's pushing on it. On my ass, and I'm actually sort of bent over a little bit. I'm like, okay, well, if you want to try to get some stuff in there, I have no problem with that. And then, like, it went in a little bit, and I was like, ah, I don't, wow.
That's the part I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
As soon as that happened, I was like, oh, no, turns out I don't like that. And when I moved, and my ass moved up to the side, and then when my ass moved out of the way, I saw a penis, and I was like, oh, no, you can't. I gotta go. Keep the money. And she was like, no, wait. And I'm like, no, thank you. And I was very polite. And I was like, I gotta go. And then everyone was like, yeah, Alice. And I was like, yeah, fucking, rock and roll. Boys, let's head to the next bar and trash this place. And then I held it in and all the whole time and on tour. And then when I got home, because I had a girlfriend, but she was a whore, so it didn't matter. But I told her, and cried when I told the story. I broke down when I told the story because I really kind of was, almost raped in a way. But I've bounced back.
Yeah, because when a thumb has an eye, you have to worry.
Well, I had a black knob in my ass. Like, yeah. At least half a knob in my rectum.
And a half a black knob is like a
gay sex.
Penis.
It's gay sex, right?
Yeah, it's true.
I got fucked in the ass.
That's sweet. Well, good for you.
I feel great about it.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me at all. That's why when people, I get a million Twitters now.
It didn't make you gay.
I'm glad I'm on Outkick because now I'll actually get a couple of Twitters. Like, hey, man, you got jacked off yesterday. Good on you. I got a bunch of people man. How's it? You're welcome to fag world, fag boy. And I'm like, what, dude? Really? Like, why so mean? Why can't I get a hand job?
Was it with release or no?
No, I finish it off. Load. God damn it!
You'd have made Sulu's day. Oh, you
I'll
would
shoot a load on him.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
You'll make me cry.
I'll shoot a load on you first.
Long as I'm first. As long as
I can tell that you're in love. You're happily in love.
I'm happily in love.
I see midlife crisis on George's face.
He's really married, though.
He is really mad, and he really wants some fucking late night drunk dick
from you.
He called man. He made me feel good, though. I don't care who you are. I mean, look, I'm not gonna fuck anybody, so it doesn't really matter what you've got between your legs. I'll take any compliment I can get. And he had some sort of sculpture thing. He called me, and I was like, man. Why can't my wife call me that? You know what I mean? Like, I go to the gym all the time. She never says anything about my hot balls or how sculpted my fucking body is. And He said I had a perfect face and attitude and handsome and my body and I had a beautiful cock. My wife never says I have a beautiful cock. She says that she loves my cock, but she only says she loves my cock because I say you love my cock. That's the only time she says it. She never says it herself. When I'm fucking, I'm like, I love my cock. She's like, I love your cock. I'm like, great. Take that cock. You say you love it.
But that's why you're married to her, because if it was really someone who was like, they worshipped you, it would be a fan instead of a spouse.
Right. Yeah, well, I want to fuck them too.
Yeah. Well, it's true. You do want to communicate with people. Yeah, I agree with you.
I kick fans. I was out last night meeting
that's
all my fans.
That's as good as fucking. I'm sorry.
I kicked a bunch of chicks. A couple of hot ones. Kick them hard,
them?
Too. In the
throat.
In the femur.
Oh, in the femur.
Yeah, leg kick. Because they all drunk. They're like, Alice, woo! I know I'm a girl, but I don't even care. Kick me. And I'm like, okay.
And you just
and then I
that.
Just kick him. It's awesome. Because they're all happy about it.
Yeah, well, see, you're making them happy, and that's safe sex.
I'm making the world go around. Oh, kicking someone. You can't get AIDS from that.
No, it's true.
That's why I want a hand job, but my wife's not into it.
So
I just wish everyone could jack me off.
Yeah. Now, does it hurt still from putting the nipple clamps on it yesterday?
Yeah. No, it's hurt. The bottom hurts. I don't sleep much in New York. I keep waking up and watching all different kinds of porn because I'm in a hotel by myself. I watched all kinds of crazy shit last night. I watched three different porns and I jacked off every time. And I'm using a different technique because the bottom part is sore.
I would say, well, what's the new technique?
Well, I'm just up the top.
The top, because
I have a jacket. I got a rollback, so I use the rollback as a sleeve, so I don't need any lube on it.
That's good for you.
It is. But
the rest of us have to buy something.
You do, but at the same time, because I cannot use lube, sometimes I will abuse my foreskin, thinking, you know, because sometimes I might want, it might be a good porn, I might just hold out and enjoy myself and give myself a good fondling for 20 minutes or so before I shoot the gusto. And sometimes I will forget, and a little bit of a burn, a little burn.
Like Indian rug burn.
It's sort of like a Chinese arm burn.
What's that called, Chinese? I mean, I know what it is. We used to call it Indian rug burn.
Yeah, we called it something else in Australia, but it's exactly the same thing. Where
you grab someone's arm and you eat one
Chinese arm burn or something.
Yeah, that's not a great idea. We're talking, of course, to Liza Minnelli. We're talking to Jason. Well, now that you've had a gay dick in your ass, of course you can. Now, we're talking to Mr. Jason Ellis. He is here with us. You know him from his show on Faction. He is burning things up on the airwaves. And yesterday he was just... everyone, they let me know. You can't make a move without people telling. If you're naked, I know. Okay, the fans get on, they say, you do know your pal Jason was on the Howard program. Now, did they film it?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
You can
go on Howard TV right now and see my penis bleeding and being jacked off.
He was both. Bleeding?
Yeah. Yeah, the clamps stabbed me a couple of...
Because they have teeth a little bit?
Pinched. And they pinched until blood came out. No, because I put the first row, I just put down, I put like 15 down one side. And then to see what
How
I was
How big are these clamps?
I don't know.
I mean, I know you have a lot to work with there, but 15 clamps?
It's pretty big.
If you go to the Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Yeah.
And they say that the most popular guy at the nudist camp, how many donuts and two pots of coffee?
I don't know what that means.
You put the donuts on your schwanz.
Oh,
how many donuts could you carry? Once it's really up and going at them.
I really, you know, it's...
You do realize that the next thing you have to do is have an erection on film. That's the one thing people
have
to do. Of course not.
Time.
Why would you...
Finally, I'll get paid for it this time, maybe.
Yeah, if it's around here, it won't be a lot.
Yeah.
But that's the way it goes.
Ain't that the
truth? So anyway, the family's good?
Yeah, they're really, really awesome. I've never felt better about my family life. So much so that I really, at this point, don't care. You know, the radio show, if it stays the same, great. I've got enough for...
You mean if it blows up? Like it's
Well, it's just everyone keeps thinking, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I'm really not... I mean, I don't need a fucking Rolls Royce or I don't need everyone to recognize me. I'm finally content. See a lot of a therapist. I see him a lot. And I'm having great sex with my wife. And I don't feel the urge to cheat on her, even though everybody wants to jack me off. And my wife...
Everyone from classic television.
It's
true. Sulu's first. Then... the entire cast of Facts of Life will want to do
it. I don't have a problem with that, too.
Yeah, little Tootie from Tootie. And yeah, I'm telling
you. I don't know who Tootie is.
She was on one of those shows. I don't know.
How old is she now?
I don't know.
Of age, though, right?
Yeah, oh, you're old. Yeah, these
all
are.
Right, okay.
Yeah, maybe right. Even Charlotte Ray. She's about
Charlotte
70,
Ray. I would have sex with a 70-year-old. I asked my wife if I could jack off on a 70-year-old because an old lady hit on me in the supermarket like a year ago. Really hit on me. She was like, she kept saying that I look like some guy from a movie, and I'm like, I don't really know what you're talking about. And then it came out. Finally, it was Jason Statham, and I'm like a foot taller than that guy. And I'll beat the shit out of him. And she was like, oh, I just, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've never seen anybody. Like, I would love to see you. I'm a photographer. What would you look like with no shirt on? And, you know, I showed her my stomach and she was all excited and I felt good about it. I was like, man, and I would totally take her back to my apartment right now and
make her happy.
Fuck yeah. And I asked my wife, would that, you know, I mean, if I had sex with a 70-year-old lady, would you be mad at me? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, well, what about if I just jacked off in front of her? Yeah, because I just feel like if you're going to die soon, why would you not want to see a young, handsome man stroke one out on you? I know I would.
That's true.
I mean, the other way around, you know what I mean? By the time I'm 70, I don't really care.
Just shit at 70.
Share, vagina, dick, whatever. Just shoot something on me for the love of Christ. Hopefully there's a bullet in there as well.
Oh, you're going to be fun at the home. You really are. You'll come by. We'll be, guess who's here today? Who? Jason Ellis is at home. And all the boys and girls will just get all excited.
I would go to an old lady's home and jack off in front of everybody.
But what if they had to run and get EMTs?
If they didn't want it, I would never do it. But if there was like a thing where it was like a make-a-wish thing and old ladies were like, I want to see Jason Ellis stroke one off. I have no problem with that. I heard their vaginas don't work anymore, so I know that's out of the question, but some of them still want anal.
They do.
I'm fucking old lady in the ass, no problem. What?
But only from a classic TV show. Monica's getting nervous.
Monica, you're not grossed out by me, are you? Can you see the sincerity in my eyes and see that this is not like a, I just want to fuck old people. I want to make everybody happy.
He does. You're a goodwill ambassador, I think.
Fire department right there.
So, yeah, I like the outfit on the last one.
Very serious.
Anyway, I'm sorry to cheat with my eyes in front of you.
It's okay.
Because I look at you cheating on my husband. When I, you know, I see you, it's like my eyes are cheating on my husband. When I looked at him, I was cheating on you, and I feel guilty now.
Do you see the cuts on my penis?
Kind of. No, I don't know. It's all right. Do you need it? Will kissing it make it better?
I've had enough this week.
Fine. Enough game.
I almost went there. I was like, yes, Frank, what a jack me off.
No, I don't know.
Get the camera out.
I don't want to do. No. That would be a private thing.
You're pretty happy these days with your relationship, right?
Yeah, it's kind of.
I'm very happy for you that you're happy.
I do. The day I got back from Palm Springs, I was a little pissy.
It happens. People get pissy.
Well, because when you get back, suddenly you're back in a relationship and you can't just be like, I don't want to go now. I'm just, you know, you're snitty when you're by yourself. You just want to do whatever the hell you feel like doing. And then you come home and suddenly it's like, could you walk the dog now? And it's like, I don't want to walk the dog now. You walk the dog. You know,
right.
It's like, I want a personal assistant.
You've got to make an effort.
So you're getting tagged. Back to being your husband. Yeah. So anyway. Oh, you mean we're back to making.
You're banging each other a lot.
It's a little, I've been on deadline a lot, so I haven't been giving him enough.
I'm trying to make a little bit of an effort.
I do.
Right there, try to nip it in the butt. Because you could die one day.
I know. And
when
I
you die,
have...
your dick doesn't work.
I know. I bet it works as well as it does now.
Hey, positive attitude, Frank. I'm telling you, don't disrespect your dick like that. I always tell my dick it can do anything. I also tell myself that I can do anything. And look at me. I'm doing it all. Everybody loves my dick and me.
God damn it,
my dick is good enough.
I call mine the little engine that could. I do. I think I can. It did. So it's fine.
I'm sure it's huge, right?
No, it's adorable. I think the word is adorable you're looking for. It's
maybe
adorable.
Maybe she get it a jacket or something then.
Jacket.
A little cardigan.
Chubby or something.
You can bring it to the mall and pat it while you're looking for some new sunglasses.
Exactly. Now you've got it. Anyway, when we return, will you stay with us to the top
of the
hour?
I'll stay with you all night.
Oh, I love this, man. When we return, a little bit, just a smidge more with Mr. Jason Ellis here on OutQ, Sirius 109, XM 98.
Sirius XM's Raw Dog Comedy Uncensored always brings you the funniest new comedy first.
Hey, it's Lisa Lampanelli, comedy's lovable queen and mean. I make fun of every race, creed, color, sexual abomination. Don't come up to me and say, it's our anniversary. 47 and single. I'm not happy for you! Check out the intergalactic premiere of my new album, Tough Love.
Tomorrow, 6 p.m. East, 3 West. On Raw Dog, Comedy Uncensored, Sirius 104.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura.
If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Vinacura. Call 1-800-446-3322. All natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-446-3322. 1-800-446-3322.
End the IRS nightmare now. Call the experts at the Tax Debt Relief Center for your free consultation. Find out how the Tax Debt Relief Center can help you settle back taxes, help you with penalties and interest, help release liens, stop levies and seizure, and end embarrassing wage garnishments. If you have $15,000 or more in tax debt, call us now. Call 800-719-8132 for your free consultation. That's 800-719-8132. Call now. 800-719-8132.
Between snack period and lunch.
I want my popsicle.
Chew the fat with Frank DeCaro at 866-305-OUTQ.
I'm making love with my eyes to Jason Ellis is really what I always do.
Coming in my own eyes.
My lips were talking business, but my eyes were talking lust, Doria. I've got a head for business and a bod for sin. I have eyes for sin and a lips for... I love him. What can I say? He's a sweetheart, a pussycat. He is a Boston Terrier. I love him to pieces. Dory, you've been so strangely quiet. Has it been a little dirty for you?
Oh, no. Just been listening and laughing.
Okay, she giggles. She's fond of you. But it gets loud.
I see you in the parking lot every day.
I know. It gets a little loud over in your studio, though, on that Friday morning.
We're frisky guys.
I'm always wondering what the hell is going on. Sometimes I ask Greg to switch over and listen in so I can have an idea of what's going on next door. Because, you know, these things, the studios we have are
pieces
I don't know,
of
made
shit.
Of matchsticks. And so, I mean, the whole building actually shakes. I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, we beat each other up, and then a lot of animals are biting each other lately, too. And that does
and
seem
lots of screaming.
Yeah.
And,
well, when massive reptiles bite people, you'd be surprised.
What? You had a
you have a how loud. Any man, woman, anything will scream.
That happened on the Howard Stern Show. A massive reptile bit someone. That's right. What I heard yesterday. No, what kind of animals do you have? Any real animals?
Big lizard bit me the other day. If you go on fueltv.com, nice. There's a commercial where I stuck my hand in this dragon's mouth and it
wait,
didn't
like
let
a,
go
what
for like
do you mean
like
a dragon?
Minutes.
Like a Komodo dragon?
Yeah.
The fuck are you nuts?
No, I just want everybody to pay attention to me.
Well, it's true, yeah. But I mean,
well, I'm kind of leaning towards brilliant. But if you want to call it nuts, go ahead.
Frank just went through an entire weekend where nobody paid attention to him.
I was at the Dinosaur weekend. We're all the lesbians.
You're at the what?
The Dinosaur all girl weekend. It's the lesbian weekend.
It's a lesbian party in the desert. It's thousands and thousands. It's the biggest lesbian event in the world.
Is there displays of beef chowing going on? Like are lesbians just keeping it real and being friends, reading books?
I've seen quite a few videos of things going on by the pool that I didn't actually catch, but it's so crowded that it's like it's hard to tell what
it's probably
you're
saying 500 women to every man,
but you're saying that by the pool there is lesbian sex happening on a regular basis.
Not on a regular basis.
Well, whatever, women. Step it up. So I'll tell you right now, the gay pool party, everyone's fucking everybody.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And hey, look, I want a margarita. I want to see some anal, motherfucker. You know what I mean? It's a gay party. Somebody fuck me. Lesbians all uptight, reading books and shit. Get down there.
There's a lot
know?
Of Kindles out by the pool. They really were sitting
there. No, you are
I'm
so
kidding.
Full of it.
No, like, it was really, there. It was a lot of like, hi, guess what I'm wearing? Band-Aids. It was a lot of that. You know, like these are my yabos and with the Band-Aids
and
on.
And Frank was invisible and that was upsetting.
No one gave a rat's ass that I existed.
It's going to feel good though, don't you think?
No, it was really sad. Oh. You know me. I like attention
but don't you
slightly
like
less than you.
I like to switch off as well though.
Yeah,
I mean, I like everybody, and I like everyone to pay attention to me, and I want to be the center of attention, and then I also like to be completely dark and disappear.
Yeah, but that's me at home, okay? That's like I'm not the center of attention at home. It's like when I'm
that's
out,
not true, Frank. That's not what I've heard. You're totally the center of attention.
Not enough.
He looks like he loves you to me.
He does.
He googled. He had googly eyes in the studio.
Is that nuts?
No, it's not.
It's deranged.
Don't stop it. You're a great man.
Well, I know that, but I just, but I wouldn't put up with me.
I haven't seen one thing that's annoying about you yet. Nothing. You're a bit hairy, but fuck, if you're into that, you're smoking.
Ah, Jason Ellis. Wait, now when can people hear you next?
On my show, the Jason Ellis Show, Sirius 28 Faction 52 XM, 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific. And then, of course, Fuel TV, my TV show, airs every Wednesday, and there's replays every night because I am now the king of Fuel TV.
True, and also, and on Howard TV, they can see your wiener.
You can see me getting jacked off on Howard TV.
By Sulu.
And putting 30 nipple clamps on my shaft.
Oh, that hurts so much. Anyway, I'm going to kiss and make it better during the break. The news is next here on OutQ.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that man. Oh, good golly gosh. He's a good guy, too, Doria. Just because he had
He
had a knob in his hiney in Amsterdam as he was eating space cakes, which I never heard of before. That is just... Just because he had a tip in terwilliger tip in his sphincter. Anyway, what a sweet pussy cat. Anyway, I love them saying nice things. I love him.
Okay.
Poor dude
was raped.
He was not... That's not rape. That's love.
Love?
It's knob love. It's just, it's a what little, just, boop, just a little something.
What if you were intoxicated and some chick started doing you, Frank? Would that be rape?
It'd just be bad taste.
Okay.
It wouldn't be rape. That would just be, stop barking up the wrong lesbian. That's just, don't touch my noonie.